East Coast Radio.
It is East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. And of course, it's Wednesday. Wednesday, we celebrate Woman Crush Wednesday. These are women that are crushing industries, crushing the world, just doing incredible things, and they stand out for their performance. And today is no different. As our second edition of Woman Crush Wednesday, we are speaking to none other than the amazing Zahara. Now, the BBC has revealed that our very own Zahara is among the trailblazing women on this year's 100 Women list, celebrating inspirational and influential women across the globe, from high-profile names to unsung heroes. And we are so, so excited to have Zahara on the line. Congratulations, a massive one at that, Zahara. How are you feeling?
Oh my God, I'm excited. Not only excited, I feel like my dream has come true, because you must remember, I'm here to inspire and to give hope. And then when I saw my name on the list, I was like, what? So actually the whole world can actually see. And that my work not only just musically, but inspiring other women and standing for women. It actually, the world has seen it. I am so excited.
That is so amazing. So you found out about it because you saw it. Nobody gave you a call or something. I want to know about that moment you found out.
I was like, okay, now you're lying. And they're like, no, in South Africa, it's only two of you. It's me and this other lady. So I'm like, are you serious? Are you sure? Then we are talking about BBC World, not just. So it's like they went in London, they went around the world and searched for people who are inspiring. And I'm among those people. I mean, when I got that call, I was like, it was like the call when I got when they said that Mandela was asking for me. I thought it's a prank.
That is incredible. Now, of course, we are in the middle of 16 days of activism, right, against the abuse of women and children. And one thing you've done is use your platform to highlight this plight for women. How has this platform now with BBC and this whole accolade and recognition worked out for you with regards to 16 days as well?
For me, it's not even about only the 16 days right, of activism. If anything happens to you as a woman, talk about it. We don't have to wait for the 16 days of activism for our voice to be heard. We should voice out. We should be talking. But this platform now is helping me so that I can reach out to every woman out there, so that people that can actually understand they are not alone as a woman. We are here, even ourselves. As much as I'm a fan, Lolly, I'm a multi-platinum, an award-winning person, and a record-breaking person. These things, they happen to us too. So these platforms, they help us to show people that you are not alone.
I love that. And lastly, I always ask this of the ladies for Woman Crush Wednesday is, what is your advice for us women? You know, one thing about you, Zahara, is you've been very transparent in your career. You've had really amazing highs, you've had some lows, and you've shared that with your fans openly and honestly. And I think that's why people love you so much, because you've gone through the journey. What is your advice for a woman right now?
To all women right now, we've got so many days in the year. Let's say too, we've got Women's Day and then there's Mother's Day, right? Mm-hmm. Let's use those days, even now, if there's 16 days of activism. As women, let's love ourselves. Let nothing take you down. It doesn't really matter, regardless, whatever it is. Otherwise, I was going to say, are we tired of preaching to men and saying, men protect us, men do this and men do that? They should be preaching that to themselves, because we are harmed in the hands of the very same people that are supposed to be protecting us. So what we can do for us, let's protect ourselves, let's love ourselves, let's voice out, let's stand with each other as women. And as women, no, you've got power too.
Yeah.
Nobody has a right to control your life, control your dreams, because at the end of the day, you were born alone and you were born for something. There's a song from Ugo, the album, which says, "Far the strength of a woman comes from within. You can get it down today. She will surely come around. In your basically, the song is all about the strength of the woman. We've got strength. You are carrying your baby at the back, and you are busy. You have maybe a bucket of water in your head, and then you are barefooted. You still go home to go and prepare a meal for your husband, whether for your kids. We are those kind of people. So don't let that die because of what's happening.
I love that, Zahara. And I know the festive season is around the corner. Do you have big plans for the festive season? Is it going to be family this year, or are we gigging galore?
Obviously, you know, because of the COVID, and then now it's in for tonight's artists, it was hard. It's still hard because COVID is still here. There's still limitations when it comes to the people, when it comes to the gigs. Yes, I'll be gigging, but there's one thing you know about me, a family. I will find time for my family. But check on me on my social networks, which is on Facebook and Zahara, and then on Instagram, Zahara SA. Otherwise, you'll see. I might be in your city even next week.
I love it, Zahara. Congratulations. Don't want to take too much of your time once again.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm too excited. I haven't done. Nothing.
BBC's 100 Women's List. Well done. And thank you so much for speaking to us here at East Coast Radio. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you, my love.
Take care.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.